girl, and I warn you, Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, girl, and I warn you, Peggy Sue.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Immigration is front and center when it comes to election issues. And Donald Trump has been talking about it in Las Vegas, part of his first campaign appearance since his conviction.
If Joe Biden truly wanted to sign an executive order to stop the invasion, right now all he needs to do is say, I hereby immediately reinstate every single border policy of a gentleman named Donald J. Trump.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on ABC's This Week.
What we need is congressional action. We cannot resource the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of State, the Department of Justice with additional personnel. We need Congress to legislate.
With the election less than 5 months off, tight doesn't even begin to describe the race.
According to the latest CBS News poll, it's effectively a tie between the likely nominees.
Donald Trump leads Joe Biden by 1 point nationally.
Deputy Director of Surveys Jennifer DePinto.
Joe Biden leads Trump by 1 point across the collective battleground states.
So what's most important for voters?
Donald Trump's guilty verdict ranks far behind issues like the economy, inflation, and the border, all issues on which Trump has an advantage.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Israel's former military chief has resigned for the government, War Cabinet Minister Benny Gantz saying because Prime Minister Netanyahu is handling the Gaza war wrong. Many Israelis want him to make a deal for the return of the hostages. This woman in Tel Aviv says the resignation may be a wake-up call.
I think maybe it can be a positive thing. Using always the card of now it's not the time to be political is dangerous because it's been already 8 months of war, so we can't stay in the status quo all the time.
Temperature right now in Phoenix, 103.
The last 3 days was brutal.
It's been super hot, like I can't even be outside anymore.
And the hits just keep on coming with a high tomorrow in Phoenix expected to hit 105, then 110 for the next 4 days. Florida Panhandle beaches have been open all weekend after a brief closure due to a pair of shark attacks east of Destin.
This is a very, very rare event.
NOAA biologist John Carlson says there's still a lot of questions, though, about the attacks.
I can't say whether it's the same shark or multiple sharks. And like I said, we have so many different species here. Bull sharks are probably the most likely shark that would attack a human. And the reason for that is because they're a larger shark and they feed on larger prey.
One woman lost part of her arm. Two teenage girls were also bitten. Carlson says the shark or sharks may have mistaken them for their natural prey. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy you happiness, but money did help you buy an RV, which means an excuse from working Saturday with your insufferable coworker, Dave. So money is helping you listen to birds chirp instead of Dave chirping about how his toddler is fluent in 3 languages. And it's also why you'll be smelling pine trees in the air, not Dave's tuna melt reheating in a microwave. So save money by bundling your RV or boat insurance with home or auto from Progressive and buy more happiness or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers, not available in all states.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-513-8480. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-513-8480 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Renovations and upgrades start this week on Daytona Beach. The landmark sign that welcomes visitors to the world's most famous beach is coming down to be stored safely until the work is done. The plan includes more parking, new restrooms, new bike racks, and fresh landscaping by next spring. Hard to combat shoplifters, but there are new tools to stop them.
Our mission is to safeguard vulnerable people and places.
Reed Hayes is a lead researcher at the Loss Prevention Research Council at the University of Florida.
Early detection is better. Cancer viruses, whatever it might be. Same thing in crime.
They're using AI and virtual reality to try to head off theft. Top retailers have collaborated with them. New designs with phones and access codes.
It's maddeningly slow, which is what you want.
Are out to stop people from taking mass quantities to the internet.
A higher percentage of what we're seeing is to convert stolen goods to cash.
Steve Kathan, CBS News.
And I'm Peter King, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Tonight, cloudy skies with a low around 49. Lots of sun for your Monday with a high near 67. Monday night, clear and 46. Mostly cloudy Tuesday, highs in the mid-70s. Much warmer on Wednesday, mostly sunny at a high around 85 degrees. It's 73 at our studios.
WRJN. Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro. Had a thing she saw.
From Radio Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
We'll be right back.
Timeless favorites, WRJN.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
What's on Tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Complete your summer style with a Brewers Hawaiian shirt giveaway on July 27th, courtesy of UW Credit Union. The first 30,000 ticketed fans through the gates at the game versus the Marlins will get the Hawaiian shirt. Get tickets at brewers.com/giveaways. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You're still the one
that I wouldn't switch.
We're still having fun, and you're still the one.
Beside me at the wheel, I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile. My curiosity running wild, cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go. Riding along in my automobile, I was anxious to tell her the way I feel, so I told her softly and sincere. And she leaned and whispered in my ear, cuddling more and driving slow, with no particular place to go. Place to go. So we parked way out on the Kokomo.
The night was young and the moon was gold, so we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten a safety belt. Riding along in my calaboose, still trying to get her belt to loose. All the way home I held a grudge for the safety belt that wouldn't budge. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go.
The mamas and the papas at the Trip Sunset Strip in L.A. And they got
the
good thing going when the words don't get in the way. And when they're really wailing, Michelle and Cass are sailing. Hey, they really nail me to the get it on in that scene. I think I could say something if you know what I mean. But if I really say it, the radio won't play it unless I lay it between the lines. Ba, 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 ba. Turns his lonely eyes to you. Ooh,
local news, and timeless hits. WRJN.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue, without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla, because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff, they just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you got to stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high-interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Watch out!
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
attention in whatever comes our way. Lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind, and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of the guns and what's in, explode into space. Like a true nature's child, we were born.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. A CBS News survey shows President Biden and Donald Trump neck and neck, both nationally and in the battleground states like Michigan. That state's Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer on CNN's State of the Union.
There is a stark choice in front of us.